You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Iceland is consistently rated as one of the happiest places on Earth. But right now, these jolly, cheerful Icelanders are uneasy and apprehensive because literally, their world is about to be rocked.
A volcanic eruption in or near the city of Grindavik in Iceland could start at any time in the next few days.
Let me put it this way. You remember the earthquake here in 2020? Now imagine if we were given notice days beforehand, which you think would be good. But imagine if those days were filled with a crescendo of thousands of minor and moderate earthquakes. Every rumble, every time something sways in the days beforehand, you're wondering if this is it, if this is the big one.
Magma forcing its way upwards through the rock. Roads have been ripped apart as the ground shifts, and volcanologists are concerned.
That's what's happening in Iceland. They've actually suffered thousands of earthquakes over the past few days. Roads have buckled, emergencies declared. One town near the epicenter was completely evacuated Friday night. The 4,000 residents of Grindavik were happily living their lives, fishing and making merry. Now, these people don't know if their town's about to be blasted off the map.
They're scared that they might be losing their homes. There's sorrow in the air. You can definitely feel that.
Scientists say magma is building up underground and a volcanic eruption is probably coming within days. Where? Don't know. When? Clueless. And so as this week begins, the joyful Icelanders are waiting for the worst and hoping for the best. If you could imagine the Wasatch Mountain Range with smoking craters instead of peaks, that's Iceland. A small island with 32 active volcanoes. The last big one blew so hard and so far, the ash plume grounded planes all over Europe for days. This time, who knows?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.